passion to Mizzou Collectibles, the Mizzou store has something for every member of the family. Save 25% off on black and gold Fridays before every home football game. So shop the Mizzou store, located in the Chesterfield Valley, for the largest selection of gear and gifts at the official store of the University of Missouri. For Mizzou, by Mizzou. M-I-Z, you know the rest.
Donate your vehicle to Goodwill starting in November and receive a year of movies, compliments of St. Louis's hometown theater, Werenberg Theater. Donating to Goodwill is so easy. It's tax deductible and towing is free. Donate your vehicle to Goodwill. Give the gift of hope and receive a year of movies. Call Goodwill 314-241-3464 and mention movies. For more information or to donate online, go to mersgoodwill.org.
Restrictions apply. While supplies last.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
To the hole!
100 years of history.
Ball game!
100 years of excitement.
And the St. Louis Pelicans are the champions of the Atlantic 10.
100 years of passion.
The Billiken fans storm the court.
What will the next great moment bring?
For the St. Louis University Billiken.
Billiken basketball season tickets are now on sale. Be a part of history. Order today at 314-9774-SLU.
It's Billiken time.
Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today.
Jim Holder, Jim Huer, The Big Sports Show at Hot Shots Bar and Grill. Thanksgiving Eve for a very special Backstoppers fundraiser. Hot Shots Bar and Grill in Webster Groves is the place to be the night before Thanksgiving. Why? Well, Jim Holder and Jim Huer will be broadcasting The Big Sports Show live from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. to preview the Mizzou, Arkansas game. Come out for great food and a very special Backstoppers fundraiser. Hot Shots Bar and Grill in Webster Groves is located at Laclede Station Road and Watson Road in the Yorkshire Plaza.
All right, obviously, we got a lot of catching up to do here, so bear with us. Let us grab a couple of terrific sponsors that make the show possible and give them their due. Real quick, before I do that, I have to tell you something I think is very funny. First of all, CNN has become an embarrassment. CNN, today and last night, on the screen, first of all, the video is Lewis Head, the stepfather, Michael Brown, and he's the guy shouting, burn this bitch down. And they're playing the video and the audio with him saying, burn this bitch down. But on the screen, it has burn this on, you know how they'll...
Oh, B, star, star,
yeah,
star,
yeah.
Star.
B, yeah. Star, 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 star. They edit the text, yet you can hear it.
Allowing
him
say, the audio.
I just thought it was hilarious because, you know, if you're going to censor or edit, and who edits that word anyway anymore? I just thought that was one of the laughable moments from last night. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. You know, if you stay in school and you get a job, and you can get a job sometimes without staying in school, it's kind of a good idea to stay in school. And you make some money and you spend most of it. The government takes some. And then what's left is yours. And for a lot of people, there's nothing left because they do it backwards. What you do is after the government takes their part, then out of all that's left, you take some for yourself. This is my own little personal advice on how to sock away some money. So you pay yourself a reasonable amount. You don't have to take a lot because you got to have a life. You got to buy stuff. You got to have some fun. So let's say you take 5 or 10% and you just make a habit of that. Pretend it never existed. Then you live on the rest. Easy to say, tough for a lot of people to do, but not that tough to actually do. And you'd be surprised how fast that turns into a significant amount of money. The other way, of course, to accumulate money is to sell something and make a profit, or to have a 401k plan at work or some other sort of pension profit sharing thing. And it's usually a pretty good idea to take advantage of those. Some are better than others, but in most cases I would say the advice would be, yeah, participate in the 401k thing. Now we get to a point where you have $25,000 or more. Now you can call Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're financial advisors. They give financial advice, which means you don't have to take it. It's advice. That's all it is. And it's, for most people, a smart thing to do because most people, like me, like most of you, we're not in that business. I don't know all of the rules and regulations and laws and things that are out there and things I could put money into, what's tax deductible, what's tax deferred, but they do. So you listen to what they have to say. If you don't think it makes any sense, don't do it. If you do, then you continue to meet with them and you let them go to work for you. Your call. But it starts with a meeting that you set up. And if you want that number, that and everything else is on their website. By the way, they've been with Stiefel Nicholas over 27 years. A lot of people will tell you, pretty good at this. They got a lot of experience. They don't make promises they can't keep. They don't paint unrealistic pictures. They're realists. But there are some things that are a lot more risky than others, and they'll sort that out for you. MarkandJason.com. Colin Jeffrey comes in about 4:30. We're going to lighten everything up and talk about some entertainment stuff. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to know what to go and watch and enjoy, especially something that'll make me laugh. We're going to take some calls. Let me give you the number. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. Peon and a couple of other listeners emailed me and called my attention to a video that this young black man has made on YouTube, Frederick Wilson II. I don't want to play it now. I kind of want to take a break. Would you agree, Peon? Take a little break from
all
that? But at some point, I'd like to play it because the sad thing is what he has to say, if we play it on this show, is not going to fall on the right ears.
Yeah, nobody that needs to hear it.
But it's nice to know, and you would agree, Peon, it's just nice to hear. It's nice to hear that not everybody thinks the way.
It's so clouded in their judgment that
they
refuse to.
There are people who see it a different way, and maybe later we'll play it. So here we go: 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I'm sort of hesitating and pausing because I've got so much in my head. Including this Bill Cosby thing. This is fantastic. I say it's fantastic because I can't wait till he does the Oprah sit down. And you know it's coming. You know it's coming. It's going to have huge ratings.
I don't know if he's ever going to address it.
Well, then if he doesn't, then he's done. He's toast. Because
he's 77, though.
Yeah, but think about something. Is this how you want to go out? Is this how you want to go out with all these allegations? Here's the other thing to think about.
But if you don't have any answers to justify, after the question, if you don't have a way to explain it.
Well, you explain it by saying you're sorry and admitting that you did it and say, I'm really sorry.
He's gone to so many lengths to not even want to.
But that's the problem. The reason that I see the word guilty in great big block letters is that he's never once said, this stuff did not happen. He just doesn't respond.
Right.
His lawyer never said it didn't happen. They said, enough of these innuendos and old things from decades ago. They didn't say he never did this. And now the latest is the guy who worked at NBC, who just is retired. He's 90 years old now, who used to take money, thousands of dollars, to pay chicks off. You think the guy's making that up?
Right.
I don't think so. And then now it's 20-something women. Too much smoke for there not to be fire. I will be glued, like lots of people, to that interview if he decides to do it. And if I were advising him and his crisis manager, I'd say, you know what, Bill? Sit down. You're pretty articulate. And here's what you say. I was at the top of my game. I was making millions and millions of dollars. I had all the power in the world over the industry, over women, over fans. I could do anything I wanted to do, and I took advantage of that power. And yes, I took advantage of several women just because I knew I could get them to that point where I could give them those pills. I don't know. How would that be a horrible thing to do as opposed to just having people assume that because you didn't deny it? And here's the other thing. If you weren't guilty, wouldn't you see a bunch of lawsuits for defamation against people who said something so horrible about
something
you? Crap, he's not suing anybody. Says to me, all right, he did it. So we'll look for that big interview coming. That'll be worth a lot of dough to somebody. Somebody pay a big money for that interview. Bill's been waiting a long time. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Oh, Bill's gone.
Bill's gone. Rich, I hope, is still here. Hello, Rich.
Frank, I just have to say this. I'm a news junkie, and that means I watch all the stations, all the cable. I've got actually several TVs.
I'm kind of the same way. I've got them all preset back and forth.
I have to say, of all, since this thing has started, and I want to make two comments, but I'll be fast. Of all the people that I've listened to and watched on TV, finally someone, you, have come out with the truth of what happened when you said this all started over a criminal. No one else has the kahunas, including our little blank foot politicians, who for whatever reason are scared to death, you know, to upset the peaceful protesters who are in the middle of the street laying down, throwing batteries at the police. Today they shut down 44 downtown. Not a damn thing was done to them. But I want to tell you this. I'm involved in a business over there, okay? And through some act of God, some miracle, we escaped. But I'm telling you, it looks like an absolute bomb went off over there. And what's really sad is there are so many good black people over there. And yes, Frank, they are scared to death. And that's why they don't come out. I cannot blame them. I know the people there. And, you know, we're not going back, though. It's over with. Ferguson is toast. I sit there and I look at this former mayor, you know, out there asking for collections to help this and help that. It's basically gone. You know, only thing I can say is this to those people, Pine Lawn, Normandy, East St. Louis, University City, Blackjack, Ferguson, Moline Acres, Normandy School District, University City School District, Hazelwood School District, Ferguson Florissant School District, the City of St. Louis School District, East St. Louis School District. Frank, we've had it. Thank you.
Wow. All right. That was Rich. I wanted to speak with him, but I guess he said all. He said it all.
No, that was
yep, that was Rich.
That was Rich. Oh, the guy, Bill.
He must have been out taking a whiz.
I was. The guy, Bill, that called earlier, and I don't know if he lost his cell or not, but he said, couldn't that guy that said, let's burn this bitch down, be incited with
charged with inciting
a riot?
No. They're not even charging people who blatantly on camera walked out and stole stuff.
Yeah,
and you can see them throwing Molotov cocktails and burning and breaking. They're not arresting them. They're not going to arrest this guy. They're going to charge him with anything.
Well, there's still the case of whoever beat up those vendors selling T-shirts. That was supposed to be related to
the family?
The family.
Brown family?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
fighting about
who
got the money for the T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what Rich said about that, I'm the only guy that would speak the truth. The reason I'm not afraid to do it is I invite anyone to argue with me or fight with me if you want to when I say what I said. Are you going to you gonna argue with the fact that had he not robbed that store, had he not assaulted or charged that officer, struggled with that officer, this wouldn't have happened? Who can argue with that? Of course it wouldn't have happened. Charlie's up. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
How are you tonight? AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. I'm doing great.
You know how they show on television they saw Michael with his cap and gown on?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they show him strangling that attendant at the store?
Well, he didn't strangle him.
He shoved him. They showed that footage. They also have out there pictures of him, gangs flashing gang signs, pictures of him with various things that aren't too, make him too attractive or, you know, look like a good guy. And there's also the obvious and easy to find lyrics to his rap music, which blatantly talk about how great it is to hear the sound of a body, the thud it makes, a dead body when it hits the floor, how, hating white people, hating the police, hating women. And I'm trying to find a way to give you an example of some of the filthy, violent, hateful things that he said. But of course, then there's a faction of people who go, well, that has nothing to do with anything.
Why not?
I disagree. It's character. It's all about character.
Well, then show his character.
You can't, and they won't. But they did show it on the video. You saw that he was, and nobody can dispute this, and you can use the word alleged if you want to, a robber, a criminal.
Yeah.
He robbed a store.
And
so did, by the way, the guy who was with him, who was the first witness. And to me, when your partner in crime gives his account to the police, that has no credibility to me.
And they even said last night, somebody on their side said, that wasn't him in the video. It's like,
well, of
course, what?
You know what? You're going to hear all kinds of stupid things. Of course, it was him. All right. Charlie, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Kathy's here. Hello, Kathy. How are you?
Hi there.
Hello. Little voice, Kathy. What can we do for you?
Well, of course, I feel there's lots of work to be done, clearly. But just, I think, for now, if the protesters really want, for now, the destruction to end, that I think they need to take a reprieve, go home, and let the police do their job without any additional crowds or mobs for the criminals to hide in.
Well, that sounds great.
Yes, I know, but they don't listen.
Not going to happen.
But it would make sense to me. I mean, I would certainly go home and let the police do their job.
Now, then you wouldn't have a chance to get an armload of goodies from a store.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, I agree about the our governor. I think he is
an idiot.
Very ill-prepared. So,
all right, Kathy, thank you.
Okay, yep, thank you. Okay.
She just made me think of something I wanted to say, and I forgot what it was. Oh, well, let's go to Tom. Tom, how are you?
Well, good afternoon or evening to you all.
Good afternoon.
I didn't call about this, but I called about something else, but your comments on Bill Cosby, I couldn't agree with you more.
When a man is innocent, Tom.
What?
When a man is innocent and people say those kinds of things about him, if I'm that man, I'm suing you for slander.
Absolutely. and there are 16 different ones.
It's over 20 now. I think now it's over 20. We had two or three more just came out. And the guy from NBC who worked for NBC who said he paid women for him. Really? Are all these people making this up? All of these people decided to make up something about Bill Cosby? I don't think so.
Alrighty. Reason for my call, this is a totally unsolicited advertisement for John Landoff Chevrolet.
Okay, we'll take it.
I'm the one, my name's Tom, you might remember, I bought a car there, and John and I called you from his office, then afternoon you put him on there, and he told you about my being in his office and so forth.
Okay.
I could not have asked for a better experience buying a car. And I mean that sincerely. My salesman calls me, not every week, but every week and a half or so, to follow up. How's it going? How's it working? Everything's fine? And I'm thinking, where would you get that normally?
Not many places.
Not many places.
Yeah.
And I just, like I said, this is unsolicited. He doesn't know I'm calling. I'm just doing it because I felt so good about it. I want to let the other people know.
Well,
you
Tom, I will never keep anybody from calling and praising anybody that makes this show possible, and I appreciate your call. I'm glad you're happy.
Okay, you all take care.
Thank you, Tom.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. We forgot to say that. Happy, we start saying that. By the way, before we get back to the phones, to Janet, the listener, who sent me one of the funniest things, short to the point, one of the funniest things I've ever seen. She said, hey, don't forget this week to set your scales back 10 pounds.
That's funny.
It is funny. Oh, and one other thing. I am sick of turning on television and watching these nutritionists and these doctors, these Dr. Oz type people, telling us about how many calories people consume on Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
It's one day.
Shut up. Let people eat. Let them eat if they want to till they feel like they can barely make it over to the couch to loosen the belt and take a nap. It's a great feeling. It's Thanksgiving. Knock it off. Good grief.
Yep.
Can't anybody have any fun anymore and do anything that feels good? Hello, Chris. How are you?
Chris is gone.
Chris is gone. So hello, Tim. How are you?
Hey, I'm A and the P.
Thank you. That's close enough.
Just a quick question. Is the Thanksgiving Day parade still on?
That's a great question.
Oh, for downtown?
I would assume it
downtown.
Is.
Yeah, I would think so.
I would think so.
It's pretty big.
Well, you hear they're targeting all kinds of things on Black Friday and other places around town. And
well, you know what? Here, here's the deal.
I don't want to be a big chicken, but...
No, but Tim, here's the deal. If we this is part of our problem. If they say, here are our targets, and we go, oh, my goodness, okay, we'll shut all that down. We can't keep doing that. Just
you know,
start arresting people.
I don't want to be a coward and let those people rule the way we live, but I got to tell you, we had 5 hotel rooms and Thanksgiving brunch reservations for 15 that we just canceled because my kids don't want to bring the grandkids and put them in any kind of jeopardy in that environment.
And this is the other reason.
Pre-sadded.
This is the other reason the cops have to start cracking some skulls, because these people are killing the economy of all of St. Louis. Convention business, people coming in for vacation, people who were going to go to the arch or whatever, they're not coming. They're destroying more than just these businesses in Ferguson, and we got to shut these people down. And I don't see anybody.
We were coming over from Illinois, and now we're not going to. I made the phone call about 15 minutes ago. I just thought I had to just vent that a little bit. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, Tim. I don't criticize a guy like that. I get it. I get why some people would be reluctant to go lots of places or come in from out of town or want to cancel a convention or whatever. One more quick one, then we'll have to do some more catching up. That's going to be Greg. Hello, Greg. How are you?
AM and the PM.
That's the way most people should be. That's the way the whole world ought to be. What can we do for you?
That's true. I got something real quick I'd like to read you. Would you mind?
I don't mind. Go ahead. That doesn't have the F word in it, does it?
No.
Okay.
I am going to change one word.
Okay.
Okay. It says, do you know that blacks are 10% of the population of St. Louis and are responsible for 58% of its crimes? We've got to face that, and we've got to do something about our moral standards. We know that there are many things wrong with the white world, but there are many things wrong in the black world, too. We can't keep on blaming the white man. There are things we must do for ourselves. Guess who said that?
Al Sharpton?
No.
I'm kidding.
Martin Luther King, 1961.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. The single individual who did more to further the cause, better the lives of black people, was Martin Luther King. I don't ever remember seeing him throw anything at anybody.
No.
Ever. Or neither did anybody. In fact, they were dressed in suits. Go back and look at the footage of the marches. They were dressed up, respectable, and he had more. He got more results and did more. And that's what these people ought to look back at. Go look at what he did. Look how he did it.
Or go in like Al Sharpton does and yell racism and yell Al Sharpton's the biggest racist.
You know, whoever it was that says, you're no John, remember the debates? He goes, you're no John Kennedy. Well, I got news for Al Sharpton. You're no Martin Luther King.
No kidding.
Not even close.
And if I may say one more thing,
yes.
All I got to say is respect commands respect.
Respect commands respect. Yes, it does. It does. Thank you.
If you watch an episode of Cops, you never see a police officer disrespect a perpetrator if he's being respected back.
That's true.
So if they want to think about this real hard, they need to go where I'm headed right now, drive through Cairo, Illinois, and they're going to see what Ferguson is going to look like.
All right. Good point. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, when I grew up in the South, and the South was a place when I was a kid where, and I'm not saying this, I'm saying it as a reflection of what I used to hear. Black people knew their place. Okay? That's what I used to hear all the time. Well, he doesn't know his place. And their place was stick with themselves, with their own, drink out of the colored fountain. I saw all that. I grew up with all that. And the reason, a big part of the reason that's long gone is Martin Luther King. A big part of the I never really got how great this man was till the last 20 years of my life. I used to watch my relatives watch him on television, and people in my family would say, look at that SH disturbing N-word. And that's how they looked at him. Here he is, stirring it up again. These N-words. That's the culture that I grew up in, and that was the culture around a lot of the country. Didn't stop him. Couldn't stop him. The only thing that stopped him was a bullet. And by the time that happened, he'd made his mark, and he'd made a lot of changes. And I say to these people, go back and take a lesson and look how he did it. Look how he did. He never threw anything. He never fired a shot. He never said the words, F the police, which I heard over and over last night. I was also on the iPad on an online stream from some lunatic who was streaming online, and I've never heard the F word so many times in my life as being hurled at the police. Martin Luther King didn't do that. Let's do some business. What do you say? Let's do some business, some pain relief business. Associated Physicians Group, APG, all pain gone.
Before we do that, I think we might want to break in. The Unified Police Command, I think, is making a statement. So
go, do it.
Voice of our faith and those things that drive us to be better. We will continue to make sure this community is safe, the property is safe, and the rights and the freedoms that we have are maintained. So we'll open ourselves up to any questions you may have for myself and the
chief. Chief, we've had a chance to adequately assess where the steps have been taken, the mistakes that have
been made. Well, we're always assessing. We're going to make sure that we look at that and do whatever we can to ensure that we have a better night tonight than we had last night. But I can tell you, the men and women of law enforcement did an outstanding job last night. They showed a lot of courage. But we are assessing last night. You know, like I always tell you, we look at every day as a new day, and we adjust our operational plans.
Can you tell us why the National Guard was not able to protect the property like we were hoping to last night? There were 700 out there. I realize not the 2,200 that are going to be out there tonight, but that's still a significant number, and the promise of being out there was to protect the property.
And there were out there. I think the governor talked earlier that more than 700 guardsmen out, and we had them in those places that we thought were appropriate. But last night, the rioters and those that are stuck on violence did some things to our community that we all couldn't have woke up this morning and imagined.
Chief, is that homicide related to rioting?
Yeah, at this point, I certainly couldn't discount that. I would imagine that there's some sort of a nexus there. I can't comment yet regarding cause of death or manner of death or anything like that. I just don't know those things. And, you know, I think somebody just talked about the word, you know, mistakes from last night. I think like Kim Johnson said, I'm not sure there were mistakes. These officers worked tremendously hard under a very difficult situation to exercise a lot of restraint and try to keep everybody safe. Again, I'd like to underscore the fact that if there's certain folks out there, and fortunately it's a small fraction, if there's certain folks out there that really want to cause problems, it is very difficult.
All right. Are we on the air?
Yep.
Am I on? Okay, folks. Colin Jeffrey wanted to break in and run that. I love Colin. I respect Colin. We're not going to hear anything that's worth listening to. And I don't think the listeners want to hear any more of this double talk, mumbo jumbo. We're going to do everything. You didn't do it last night. So let's see what happens tonight. And let's see if you do start policing like you're supposed to do. I just don't think listeners want to hear people asking questions that you can't even hear them asking. Yes, next question. Yeah, could I and then they answer, we don't know what the question was. So I'm sorry, and for people who wonder how this works in the business, what will happen is at 6 o'clock, I've never talked about this. The station has a small boxing ring back by the kitchen. Colin and I will put gloves on after the show and duke it out. It's a three-rounder.
Wow.
And, yeah, and I I've never discussed how this works, but that's how we resolve things.
I'm putting money on Colin.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. I'm bigger.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's
he floats like a butterfly.
He does float like a butterfly. You know what? In fact, I'm putting money on Colin. I'm actually going to throw the thing and just lie down and let him win on that one. Now, I seriously don't think we're going to learn anything there. It's that dancing around and skirting and double talking and, well, what kind of presents can we expect tonight? Let's see what tonight brings. We got a lot of stuff to get caught up on. APG, All Pain Gone, Associated Physicians Group. This is a bunch of highly trained people in the area of physical therapy and pain management, and they have several different locations, mostly in Illinois, but in Missouri and Creve Coeur, they do have a facility that offers the alternative to knee replacement program. The four big areas, knee, back, shoulder, neck, that seems to be why most people come in and go, oh my goodness, I can't live with this, and I don't want to be addicted to pain medicine, and I don't want surgery if I don't have to have it. If you're one of those people, you're a perfect candidate for APG, Associated Physicians Group. What I'd ask you to do is go to their website, because it explains what they do and where they do it. And that's the best thing you can do, unless you like being in pain. What's that called? Masochist? Is that the person that likes to be hurt? The sadist inflicts the pain. The masochist likes pain.
I guess.
Yeah. If you're a masochist, sure. You love being in pain, can't get enough pain, you don't want to see these people. But if you'd like to get out of it, there's a very good chance they can help you. APG, Associated Physicians Group, apgpain.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday with over 500 Black Friday deals. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's store hours may vary. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Well, they've cleared that accident on northbound 270 before 70. You're still running a little bit slow in the right lanes from Dorset. Southbound 270, stop-and-go pockets from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, you're jamming up now from McDonald through New Florissant. West Florissant is closed for obvious reasons. On westbound 40, things are jamming up now from Grand out through McCausland. From Spady through 270, eastbound, you're jamming up from 141 through Mason, and downtown from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Looks like westbound 44, we're slowing in those right lanes from Lindbergh down through Highway 270. This traffic report also brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy, it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the 107th Annual Turkey Day Game. And it's here exclusively on KTRS. Coverage of the oldest current Thanksgiving Day rivalry west of the Mississippi River begins at 10 with Andy Strickland and Jim Powers broadcasting live from Hickson Middle School. Play-by-play coverage of the game begins at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Think about the conversation you had with your financial advisor and how that made you feel knowing you had everything taken care of. You know exactly what strategy to use to claim your Social Security. You understand how and when to withdraw your assets and from what accounts you should withdraw from first. You are 100% confident that you are always going to pay the least amount of money in taxes. The chances are you probably never had that conversation, and there's a high probability that you probably won't. Don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you've done everything right? If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call me, Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. For a complimentary retirement analysis, call 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
You have all that space. Why won't you take 5 minutes and organize it and use that space to its biggest potential? Well, you can do that with one simple phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated for over 20 years, started out of Jennifer Williams' garage, and it has grown exponentially throughout the years. They've reclaimed a building in Maplewood and have given money back to the local community and to the local economy. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated, 100% custom closets for you, manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, truly custom closets, whether it's pantries closets, kids closets, Murphy beds to save space, whatever it may be. You want to organize your life and organize that space, there's only one place to call. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000 or stlouiscloseteco.com.
Ackerman Toyotas are showing up all over St. Louis. It starts with their ultra-clean showroom and service area to the prompt, courteous staff. They've created an attitude that's made them number one in customer retention for 4 years running. Ackerman sells for less, and it's conveniently located on South Kings Highway just minutes from the hill. Like us on our new Facebook page for automotive tips, trends, inventory, and deals, or on the web at AckermanToyota.com. Or give us a call at 314-351-3000. That's 314-351-3000. That's Ackerman Toyota for your next set of keys.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are hosting an informational hiring event for full-time RNs in our cardiovascular, MICU, and OR areas on Friday, December 5th. Serious candidates only for these specific positions. Please call our nurse recruiter, Faye Holland, at 314-716-8998. Full benefits are included in addition to recruitment and retention incentives. For more information, call Faye at 314-716-8998. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
Donate your car to Goodwill by the end of the year, and you can get movies for a year. Compliments of Werenberg Theaters. Visit MERSGoodwill.org.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For your real estate needs, you need the Kay Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the Kay Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
I run a very short leash today. I apologize for that, but I think you can understand why. Colin Jeffrey's on the way, and we're going to talk about some entertainment stuff. That'll be fun. Just a quick reminder that when it comes time to buy a house, you need a mortgage, probably. Unless you have a lot of money to pay cash. I don't know too many people who do that. That would be the reason I'm asking you to consider American Equity Mortgage. The other thing I would like for you to consider is if you're a homeowner and something comes up and you need money, so much of it that you don't have it lying around and you need to borrow it, please, please learn the great advantages of borrowing on the equity in your house. American Equity Mortgage will show you how that works. What it means essentially is that you get to borrow money at a ridiculously low interest rate, just like people get mortgage rates that are ridiculously low now. And we hope they'll stay that way for a while. They have. And maybe they will, maybe they won't, but take advantage of it while you can. It's called bill consolidation loan or home equity loan. And they're both real smart ideas. Save you a lot of money. Get rid of that credit card debt, too. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999. All right, it's time. Let's take advantage of every minute we have left. Let's just get right to it, courtesy of Auric and the locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Boy, do they have a lot of great stuff. Please tell them your AM and the PM. Here's Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah. Hey there, Frank.
Colin, you mad at me?
I've got my gloves ready to go.
I'm ready for you, buddy. Ooh. Ready for you. What do you have for us? Oh, do you have in your list of things tonight on BET, Nellyville?
I've got to say I missed that one.
No, it premieres tonight, a reality show with Nelly.
Really?
Called Nellyville. Yeah.
Well,
that's all I'll say.
Hmm. Okay.
I haven't set the record. Go. It's all yours.
Thank you very much. A few DVDs coming out this week. Big action movie that flopped, The Expendables 3. There's a reason it flopped. It's bad. The Giver. It's a young adult novel from the late 80s. They turned it into a movie with Jeff Bridges, will be the only person you recognize. Not a bad one to sit down and watch with the teens and the family. The November Man. It's another Pierce Brosnan plays a spy who needs to get out of a jam and has to be charming and, you know, resourceful. And he is. Not a bad movie. It was pretty average. Not bad, but not great. And then if you just can't go another Christmas season without a Tyler Perry movie, he's got Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas out today.
All right.
There you go. TV this week. There's a show that's actually, you can only stream it online, and it's $2 for one episode, or you can buy six of them for $8. This is going to sound odd when I explain this. I've watched an episode of it. It's very funny and not at all what you think. It's called High Maintenance. It stars a marijuana delivery man known as The Guy. He's here to help. Well, he delivers marijuana to people in New York City, but it's less about that and more about the fact that when he's there, he helps these people out in some way. He plays matchmaker between a cancer survivor and a doorman. It's a funny, sort of endearing, touching show, and you can only find it through the site Vimeo. That's V-I-M-E-O.
Hmm.
But if you want to watch something completely different, that's the show to watch. Do you ever watch a show, Portlandia?
No, I've heard of it, but I never watched it.
It's really sort of quirky comedy. That's this show. Same sort of feel. Very quirky. Tonight, Jay Leno is receiving the Mark Twain Prize.
About time.
Yeah.
About time. It's on PBS tonight at 9 o'clock local. So if you want to, you know, escape some news coverage for a while, you can turn over. And oddly enough, had a chance to speak to him, Frank.
You did?
You did.
I did.
Did you get it on, did you record it?
I did.
What'd you ask?
Always have my recorder going.
Wow.
Always have my recorder going.
Wow.
So, you know, I said, hey, Jay, this is, you know, a pretty big prize. How do you feel about returning to the airwaves on PBS?
Well, it's a great honor to get the Mark Twain Award. You know, his real name is Samuel Clemens.
I did not know that.
Wow, that's Jay Leno. He's smart. He is so smart.
That's pretty
awesome.
Is.
It's a great interview.
Yeah.
Always a bit of information from
him. Will Mark Christopher have the rest of that interview?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No. Well, he may, but not here.
Yeah.
Then here's an odd show getting you in the Thanksgiving mood. It's called When Turkeys Attack. If you're feeling bad about having a turkey on Thanksgiving, this features videos and stories of turkeys attacking people, getting a little revenge. That's Wednesday night on a channel called Destination America.
Believe it's not a joke. It's actually turkeys attacking people?
When turkeys attack.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not a joke. This is a real show. There you go. You can search for turkeys.
Yeah, another interview. He didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Tom the Turkey. And then on the other side of this on Thursday, I watch this every year, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, 8 a.m. on NBC.
I do, too, and I don't know why.
I do, too.
I love it. It's going to be a bunch of blown up stuff flying up in the helium, and it weighs terrible.
I don't know. Especially recently. I used to when I was a kid, it was great, but now it's
You know what? I'll bet if you're there, it's incredible if you're right there on the street.
I have been. I went to what had to be the worst year because it was raining and windy, and all of the balloons were dragging on the pavement.
Not good.
That's kind of a bummer.
It was such a letdown. It was a horrible letdown. So that is on Thursday morning.
I keep watching, hoping one year that they miscalculated how many people should hold it down, and it lifts up and just takes a whole bunch of people way up in the sky.
That'd be fun. But they have armies now under there. They're all volunteers. There's like 200 people under each of these balloons. Oh, yes.
A lot of work goes into that thing.
Yes, it does. And then one showbiz story. We're going to keep it short this week. Showbiz story. You can go online today. It was a really big deal. Steven Spielberg, everyone, they released the first trailer for Jurassic World.
Hmm.
the new Jurassic Park movie, Jurassic World.
Chris Pratt, right?
Chris Pratt is in it. Jessica Chastain as well.
What else can you do with that?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
All right.
A dinosaur gets loose. Not
what?
Any dinosaur, though. This is a genetically combined dinosaur that has the genes of several different dinosaurs. It's sort of a Frankensaur that is running loose.
Haven't we seen this before? It's called King Kong. He goes into town.
Well, no, didn't that one of the worst of the sequels had the T-Rex running through New York or whatever, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that which one was that? 3?
Yes. It was awful.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was L.A., I believe.
So they've already done that, essentially.
But this is an island again. They've moved it to an island.
Oh, so it's not running through this.
Yes. Okay. Believe it or not, watch the trailer. I think you might be excited for it, though. It looks like a big blockbuster.
You know, they had to call in if a big T-Rex gets loose. Schaefer, they handle any kind of Rex.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well done, but I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Wow, good job. Colin Jeffrey, everybody. Yeah.
Not now.
A bunch of good entertainment stuff. He didn't mention, but I did, Nellyville, the Black Entertainment Television Network tonight. And Colin, of course, is brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They are terrific stores. They have a lot of very affordable stuff. Speaking of Schaefer, which I just did in that really funny, hilarious, clever thing I did with T-Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
yes.
That was funny. They have 7 locations now. And I'd like to think that because of this audience, they had to add a 7th location. I'm gonna think that because I want to. Here's the deal. Average person is in an auto body shop every 7 years. That's the average. My family, that average is much more like 3 years. My father-in-law, I don't think, ever went to a body shop till he was about 60 years old. Was never in a fender bender or a wreck or whatever. If you are, this is the name you want to know, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. We will never knowingly send you anywhere where the response from you won't be, wow, thank you so much. I'll never need to go anywhere else again. This place was fantastic, whether it's to the dentist, Ballast Dental Care, or Schaefer, or Matheny, or whatever. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to be blown away by not only the work done on your vehicle, but the way they handle the whole process and help you through it. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.